when I had the idea of doing this episode, doing kind of a review episode on my podcast of my trip going around the world on a bicycle, I decided a good way of doing it would just kind of break it up into fours. So I thought every 3 months I'll sit down and I'll kind of give an up-to-date on what's been happening and all that other stuff. Well, I've done this episode like 5 or 6 times. Each time has been horrendous when I, listen to it back, because either I'm rambling on or I just get too in depth and the episode becomes way too long, or it just doesn't sound right. I actually had one episode where it just had a weird whistling noise in the back, and it wasn't that good of an episode anyways. That's why I deleted it, but the whistling was just driving me nuts. So I fixed the whistling noise. I figured what that was, but I also realized that this episode didn't really have any sort of direction it was going in. And it was great in my mind, but it just didn't play out in front of the mic like I wanted it to. So the 3 month anniversary, I did a podcast. Of course, I deleted it. And I did one a day later and deleted that one as well. Well, I ended up sitting and I was kind of going to forget this whole situation of trying to do a review podcast. But I sat and wondered, I was like, well, what am I doing wrong? And I realized that all these episodes that I have is me interviewing somebody else and asking them questions. And a lot of the times, especially with my friends and stuff like that, I don't write down any of questions, but I just had this idea of, well, why don't I just interview myself? So I took my trusty notebook out of my bag and wrote down a bunch of questions that I would think that other people would ask me about my trip. So basically I'm interviewing myself on this trip and or on this episode. So I really hope this plays out well. I definitely am sick and tired of trying to do one episode and doing it multiple times. But one last thing that kind of got messed up on this was I was going to record this on the 100th day of my trip. Well, today is 101. So I'm going to call this my first 101 days review. So when I was writing down these questions, I thought if I was going to do this once every quarter or whenever, I needed to make these questions kind of biased. So I'm not particular on the questions about my first 101 days or my first 6 months or whatever. I just made them so that there's 6 questions on here that are just going to kind of play out in each of these reviews. So the first question that I wrote down for myself was, how many miles so far? So approximately in 3 months or 101 days, I've done 526 miles. That's not actually that far, especially for being 3 months in. I know a lot of people that I've talked to or kind of got information from, they did their entire trip in about 3 months, and they did way more than that, at least double that. The reason that I haven't gone that many miles is because I ride maybe 2 or 3 days and then I take a day or two off. I'm not in a rush. This isn't some sort of, I'm not trying to achieve anything. So that's why I've kind of cut it down. And, I got the flu when I came back from Melbourne or came back from Tasmania to Melbourne. And that took 2 weeks off of my trip. And then when I ended up here where I'm located at right now over in Lakes Entrance, I've sat here for over a month, and which I'm fine with. I kind of gave myself a break on purpose and kind of relax and get everything kind of physically and mentally back to where it was so I can go and you know, do it again. But yeah, so I've only, you know, you know, 526 miles, that's a lot of miles, for somebody that doesn't ride, but for a tour biker or somebody that's going around the world, that's definitely not that much. So I'm fine with it though. I feel just fine with it. So, all right. Question number two, the longest day riding. So my longest day riding is actually kind of something that I wanted to do after Tasmania. Tasmania, I did maybe the max. I think I did 32 miles. And that's the entire day, but I weigh 50 kilos or about 110 pounds on the bicycle. And, you know, I had to fight against the wind, the hills, all that other stuff in Tasmania. Tasmania was not that good of a place to ride on that time of year. It was the dead of winter. So there was a lot of weather and a lot of things that weren't going right. So my longest day, was here. I forgot exactly where it was, but it was here in the mainland of Australia, and I reached 100 kilometers, which is about 62 miles. So I think it was about 61.5 miles that I did the longest day, and I was hurting, but it was all flat. But it was definitely, if I could have left earlier in the day, which I usually leave about maybe between 10 or 12 o'clock, depending on if I have to pack up my bags and all that other stuff. It takes a little bit, and with it being cold in the morning, you really have no rush. You're just kind of trying to warm yourself up. So, but yeah, so I left about, you know, 10 o'clock or so, and I had a place that I wanted to go, and if I left earlier, I could have probably went farther, even though I was hurting. I was definitely in that point of like, all right, well, I could have gone a little bit longer. So that was a good thing for me. It was kind of me showing myself that, okay, I'm physically able to do that in a day, which was just fine with me. So, but yeah, so about 61 miles or so was my longest day. So, question number three is, what was my best day? So I think my best day has nothing to do with me being on the bike. Any day on the bike, just the way I feel about this trip and just feel about riding in general. It's never going to be my best day. It's great, and it's achieving, you know, you have that sense of kind of success after a full day of riding. But to me, it's just kind of, it's not really my thing, if that makes any sense. So I'll do that, you know, 62 mile day or a 30 mile, 40 mile day, and I feel kind of accomplished at the end of the day, but it's not going to be that big, you know, it's not going to be the best day. So my best day, I think, was in Derby, in Tasmania. I ended up staying there for a couple days, and actually a few days, because I had to get parts for my bicycle. But they let me take an enduro bike out, and it's a big mountain bike culture over there, and there's huge hill over there that you can go and do some cross-country mountain biking on. And I ended up doing that all day, and the bike was free. Thanks again for Evolution Bicycles for giving me a bike for free. They let me just go and explore and beat the shit out of that bike. But yeah, it was great. And I really enjoyed it. Kind of got me back into that. I felt kind of like I was in Whistler type of thing. And those are my best days I've ever had, was just being in, you know, Whistler, going, you know, doing downhill mountain biking all day. And this definitely came close. So, there's been a lot of really good days, don't get me wrong, but that was the biggest, best day that I could think of. So, And question number four, of course, comes with the best day. What was my worst day? So my worst day was actually not that far from that, in Derby. My worst day was I went from Bishno, which is in East Tasmania, and I stayed there for a couple of days because I got sick. I kind of got a head cold. So I decided to get a motel, which is way overpriced. Either way, I stayed there for a bit. And when I got well enough to go, it actually turned out to, I left early because I had everything already packed up. It was a nice day. It was clear skies, no winds, and everything was going smoothly for the first maybe 5 miles or so. And I stopped off to refill my water, and I decided to eat something. And I was sitting there, and this lady, there was a retirement home that would shuttle their residents over to this little restaurant that I was sitting at. And they got out, and one of them came over and asked me where I was from. I told him my story. And she goes, "Oh, you should be fine today." She goes, "I think there's a strong wind going, but it should be a tailwind the entire way." She goes, "I noticed it." She goes, "Yeah, I used to be a mountain biker way back in the day, or a bicyclist way back in the day." And she goes, "I just kind of noticed those things. You know, it never kind of goes away." And I kind of smiled at her. I was like, "Well, that's what I hope." Well, sure enough, they kind of jinxed it. And I left, got everything packed up and left. And within 100 yards of being on the road, the wind started picking up, and it never stopped for 2 days. And it was 60 mile per hour winds. Winds that were so strong that the gusts, if I was standing still, the gusts would push the bike over. And it was really bad. And if I was trying to stop somewhere and kind of was turning the handlebars, my front end would kind of flip up from the wind. And it was just, yeah, it was really bad. And the worst part about it was I was riding, and a semi-truck driver drove by but never gave me any space. So he was probably a foot from me. Flew by, so I'm counteracting the wind. It was a side wind. It was not a back wind, ever. It was never a back wind, or a tailwind, or whatever you want to call it. It was always a side wind or a wind, you know, a headwind. And this guy flew past me, and the wind of the truck and the trailer launched me off my bike, and I landed in the middle of the road, and which was the worst experience ever. I cut up my knee, hurt my shoulder, and it was a terrible day. When I ended up getting to my destination, which actually, surprisingly, I did get to my destination, and I got to a campsite that I was recommended to by somebody else, I stopped off there, and the wind kept on pulling my tent apart every time I was putting it together, and just nothing was going right. So that was my worst day. I've cursed the wind as if it was a person several times that day, and I had my 4-year-old hissy fits a couple times as well. But there's just nothing you can do. You just have to push on. And I think that's kind of one of the things about this trip, is that you just have to learn how to adapt in even the worst of situations. So that was definitely my worst day. One side note about that, being that I have some time on this podcast, was, and I'll get back to it later on after I do all my questions, but the day after was probably one of the best days as well. It wasn't because of the situation or because of what I was doing, it's because of who I met. So I'll get back to that here in a minute. But question number five, what have I learned physically and mentally? So physically, I've learned that I can, of course, going back to the other questions or the answers to my questions, I've learned that, you know, if I set a goal or set a plan of like, okay, I want to end up here tonight on the map, I'll try my best to get to that point, even if it's ends up me being in just nothing but a flashlight or my light on the side of the road in pitch black. I'm getting to that destination. And I've even got, two punctures and one tire on one shot, and was worried because I called in beforehand to the caravan park that I was going to stay at and told them I was going to be there. And instead of, figuring myself as a liar, I managed to fix the tire and get there in pitch black, almost in the middle of the night. Because that was my destination. I didn't want to end up somewhere else. So that's one thing, is that if I set myself a goal in some way, I'm going to achieve it regardless of what's in my way. And I've learned that was kind of something that I thought was, that I guess that's kind of a mental thing, but it was just kind of something that I can push myself to that limit, and it's definitely way smaller than what I can push myself, in the ways of like racing and stuff like that. But you don't want to do that here. You don't want to be straining every single day, especially going around the world in a year. It's just, you just don't want to end up killing yourself in one day, and then you wake up, you feel like crap, and you think you're going to be riding again when you're not. So, but mentally, of course, is what I was saying before. I kind of set a goal and I do it. But I did, in the downsides, mentally, I've learned that I can't handle myself by myself. I spent, on the trip through Tasmania, I spent 3 days and didn't see a single person. And from waking up, putting the tent away, and riding all the way up to where I was setting up the tent and going back to bed, and knowing that I never talked to a single soul, doesn't seem like much, but it was a lot for me. I love to talk and I like to communicate with people, and that's all part of this trip, is to kind of meet people and get their story and stuff. And I just don't like being by myself. So it's not the fact of like, I just don't like being alone. It's just my mind starts to wander, and I start to irritate myself with little things that I do. So that's one thing I learned, because I've never been alone that long, or that amount of time. So I didn't really realize it until then. It was really just kind of a silly thing. So, anyways, yeah. So, and I just learned that I didn't, I don't know. It's really hard to explain, even though I have it in my head right now. It's really hard to explain. Just there's certain things on, being by yourself, biking, and just kind of hitting that physical peak for the day, and knowing that you're nowhere close to your destination, and it's all uphill, literally all uphill. And I can push myself down mentally, thinking, I'm never going to make it, and why am I doing this, and all this stuff, but I keep on going. But I'm just like bashing myself the entire time, and I end up at my destination, but then I feel bad because it's like, well, I didn't have faith in myself that I was going to do that, So something that I'm going to be working on in the next 101 days or whatever, because I've noticed it, and I've put light onto it, and I want to fix that. I've got nothing better to do other than riding a bike and fixing myself. So question number 6 was my thoughts so far on the trip. So I, you know, as much as I've been talking about the highs and lows, I've been loving the trip. But you can't really, for something this big, you can't really say, oh, the trip's been great. Because there's sometimes it hasn't been great. It's been kind of just a, you know, a day in hell type of thing sometimes. So all in all, Australia has been great. The people here are just so wonderful. And I even tell them, like, when I meet Australians when I'm doing my travels around other portions of the world, I always have a kind of a sense of relief because I know that at least, you know, I got somebody that I can rely on, you know, somebody that's nice, and they've always been, you know, just good people all around. And I always wondered what they were like in their own home country. And for the most part, they've just been wonderful. I've had people pull off the road in Tasmania and put their hazards on and waited for me to get up to them. And they would roll down the window and they would ask me if I need a ride or if I need water, food, or whatever. Or just ask me, like, why am I riding a bicycle through Tasmania on the worst winter in the last 10 years? You know, stuff like that. So they've been great. I've had a few of them that would basically, they dropped everything in their life just to take me to my next destination. So if I was having a bad day or whatever the cause, you know, I ended up, you know, getting to my destination because they, you know, they just didn't want me to quit, and they didn't even know who I was, but they knew a little bit about my story. So they just kind of, you know, threw the bike in the back of a ute and drove me to my destination. It's just been wonderful. So, and that's happened a few times. So, and like now, like going through, you know, I did some couch surfing on the mainland or on in Australia itself. And the people have just been great, and they let me stay there for a couple of days, and it's been wonderful. And like now, I've been here for a month in an empty hostel, and I haven't paid a penny for it. And I help out around the area just kind of to pay my dues. For the most part, but you know, it's been great because I can save up money. A lot of the money, a lot of my budget got ruined in Tasmania, just getting hotel rooms and getting restaurants instead of, you know, cooking my own dinners and stuff like that because it's just so cold or windy. But as I am sitting right now, a lot of my budget issues is kind of dwindled down, being that I saved up so much money in the past month from just sitting here. You know, it actually evened it out. So now I don't really need to worry. I'm still at that budget that I was at when I left. So I can live off of, you know, $125 Australian dollars a week and be just fine for the rest of the trip. So, but yeah, so it's just, and these people that let me stay here, just some of the nicest people I've ever met in the world. So that's been great. The scenery has been very good. Tasmania is just gorgeous if it's not raining on me. And a lot of Australia is really good too, but it reminds me a lot of home. So this next portion of the trip going up the east coast of Australia is going to be kind of the stereotypical areas of, you know, the outback and deserts and seeing kangaroos everywhere and all that other stuff. So lately it's just been kind of green and farmlands and, you know, stuff like that. So nothing big. So, but yeah, so that's what I think so far. Of course, the next time I do this trip, I'll probably be in a different country and I'll be talking about the last portion of this trip and the start of probably Malaysia and Thailand. So anyway, so going back to, before I close this off, Going back to what I was talking about with that worst day, the day afterwards, I met a girl, Savannah, which I really shouldn't say her name, but either way, very wonderful girl. I met her on going to a small town in Tribana, and she was crying in front of a police station, which is the first red flag. If you see a girl crying, kneeling next to a police station, it's probably not a good situation. And I even told that in my head. And when I saw her, I decided, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'll nod at her. I'll turn around. I was just kind of looking around the town, which is a very small town. I just wanted a cup of coffee. And as I was turning around, I kind of looked over at her and asked if she knew where a good cup of coffee would be. And she was like, I'm not from here. And I instantly heard her American accent and asked her where she was from. And she was from Hawaii. So we talked for a little bit. She told me that she got in a car accident or sideswiped a guardrail. And she was sitting there waiting for the police to get there. And just, it's such a small town. They're, police force is a 9-to-5 police force. They don't really work after hours. And that didn't really result to anything except she wanted to join me for coffee. So she joined me for coffee. We started chit-chatting a little bit more and kind of got this a little bit of a connection. And I asked her where she was going to end up that night. And she was like, I have no idea. And she asked me the same question and I had no idea either. So we got a 2-bedroom cabin and ended up staying there the night. And as we were sitting there kind of chit-chatting and stuff, becoming, friends, she invited me in the van, which sounds really weird now, but she invited me in her van and she wanted me to drive, being that she wasn't really that much of a fan of driving. And she was going to go up what I just went down. But being that I had that really bad day and we kind of had that connection of just having two really bad days and meeting each other in that point, it was really good and beneficial for me. And, she was very much, unfortunate. She's engaged. She's 10 years younger than I am. And as much as she is beautiful, she's one of my best friends now. I talk to her, as often as I can. She's still going to school and all that stuff, but she brought up the fact that, like when we were talking and stuff, she wasn't like, she just kind of brought up things to make me think a little bit differently in myself and situations that I've been in my life. And, sometimes you need somebody like that in your life that kind of just throw out those questions that you're either afraid to ask, yourself, or you're afraid to answer. And like the fact that I, in some ways, hate myself. Can't be by myself alone for too long before I just start getting angry about things that I don't like about myself. I started realizing that I'm kind of kind of seeing myself through other people's eyes. So how they judge me is how I judge myself. I shouldn't do it that way. So stuff like that. She just really opens my eyes to a lot of things. And I very much appreciate just who she was. And hopefully I'll, have a good friendship with her probably the rest of my life. But she's in Massachusetts going to school right now. So, I hope the best for her. And I definitely thank her a lot for all that. I should have did a podcast with her, actually, while I'm thinking about it now. But it was a great about 6 days together, kind of staying in the van and all that other stuff. It was really nice. And it kind of got me out off the bike, which was the last day of my riding around Tasmania. The rest of the time was in the van or on a bus going back to the start. So, it was a good ending to Tasmania for me until I, of course, got the flu. which was really fitting. So, but either way. So I hope you enjoyed this review podcast. Hopefully it didn't ramble on too long as my other ones did and kept on deleting. But it's just me talking to a mic. So if it sounds kind of awkward, it's because I'm by myself and I just have a mic and a computer in front of me. So keep that in mind when you're listening to this. And I hope I will have different answers the next 100 days or whatever, whenever I decide to do another review podcast or whatever. If I can find a quiet place like this, that'd be great every, 3 months or something like that. So either way, I hope you guys are doing well, and we'll be keeping you updated with all my interviews and other episodes of my podcasts coming probably every other Wednesday. So this one's going to, of course, be a little bit different. I'll probably just throw it up there as soon as I edit it and get it on there. So, but either way, if you want to know more about my trip and stuff, of course, go to outofroutine.com, see all my updates there, or go to @outofroutineproductions on Instagram, which is the only social media I use, and you can see kind of updates on my trip there as well. So have a good day.